Hey, what's up, everybody? It's been a hot minute since I've been on the Gritty Genius podcast, and I'm here today to just send a good message and to say what's up, to check in, and to tell you that you have a right to do whatever the bleep you want with your life. There's a beautiful thing about social media is we have access to so many beautiful images and messages and branding and all that stuff. And I feel like it's great because everybody can make a statement and be themselves, and we can spread the same message and do it a lot of different ways. I always feel like, you know, being in my field as a psychologist and sports psychologist, there's a lot of people that do what I do, and but no one does it like me, because we're all unique instruments of our craft, of our talents, of our gifts. And with that, it's really important to remember to not compare or judge. And I posted a quote today that says, "My body, my decisions, your judgments, your insecurities." And that's one thing, like for me, like social media can trigger, like, you know, we all want to reflect our own sense of self of wherever we're at, whether it's for branding, whether it's for attention, whether it's for making money, whatever. You have a right to do you. And that's not my judgment. But if I found myself scrolling and judging, I need to check that, because that's somewhere about my insecurities. That's somewhere about my perceptions, because, you know, like there's no way we can portray our real life in social media. And let's just use Instagram, for example. Even people that have a million like Instagram stories and that record all day, like honestly, I barely scroll through them because it's like, I don't have time to listen to this their whole day and what they had as, you know, when they went to the hairdresser and how they did their makeup. Like, I just don't have time and it's not my interest. So I scroll past. If I find myself scrolling and judging and like, oh, why is she all up on here doing her makeup or doing this and that? Like, that's my own shit. Like, I got to check that. I think it's important to remember that, because social media gives us the power to now project and put ourselves out there and be seen and be heard. And I really believe everybody wants that. We all want to be seen. We want to be heard. But we also want to be seen and heard for our unique sense of self, to validate the, you know, our weirdness, our uniqueness. Sometimes this whole idea of branding says, well, we have to brand it and package it in a certain way for it to be accepted. And that's bullshit. You know, I think, and then to be accepted means we have so many followers, and that's becoming the currency now of our social connections. And so there's probably times where I'm not too much on social media. I'm not posting. And then there's times where I post a lot. That's because life, you know, I really believe that when people don't post, one, I wish them well, because I recognize it. It's just part of who I am. And then also my profession, just recognize patterns. So when people don't post, I'm like, good for them for being in life, and I hope they're well. Because sometimes we don't post when we're not doing well, or when we're sick, or we're going through some stuff. And I don't think you have to. Like, we all talk about posting the real shit and keeping it real and showing our highs and lows. That's up to you if you want to, but that doesn't make you any less of a person or any less of an account or worthy to follow if you decide not to. I'm all about putting positive energy out and positive vibes and doing it in a real way. And so, you know, I really check the intention and the energy in which I'm posting things. And that's what it comes down to. It's my decision. And what's my intention around following certain counts or liking certain things? Am I doing it mindlessly? Am I doing it mindfully? Am I doing it with intention to really like appreciate what's there? Am I doing it to spread some positivity or optimism or hope or love or goodness or good vibes? Because I really don't believe everything has to be all rainbows and sunshine. But in the same instance, like, we can judge people. But I don't think it's necessary. I think it's a waste of energy. But if you find yourself going there, it's a time to check yourself. And it probably, you know, a lot of times it's probably in an area that you're holding back in your life. And so we're halfway through the year. It's July, right? And I'll do a little disclosure here. I'll be 40 in December. 40, which is pretty kick-ass. And I don't know what 40 is supposed to feel like. But I want to make it the best reflection of myself. Not because it means anything to be 40, but it's something like, damn, like, that's a milestone. That's pretty crazy to think, like, because I still don't think of myself in some way as like grown up, even though I have a kid. I think having a kid helps you like keep that inner child alive and not take hopefully certain things so seriously. I've tried to loosen up on that. But yeah, I'm all about the second half of the year, really doing my thing, owning my shit, having people in my life that will give me honest feedback and that can do that. Because, you know, typically the people that are in my life that give me honest feedback know me and know if they tell me something, and even if I do have a negative reaction for it, I'm not going to blame it or project it on them. I'm not going to, you know, I try to hold that and listen to the feedback and filter out what's important. And I think that's important when it comes to social media and branding ourselves or putting our shit out there in the world, is that you do have people close in your circle where you can get that feedback from, bounce shit off of, that can tell it to you real. And then also can tell you, man, you're dope. You're sick. That's a sick picture. Post that. Like, own it. Love it. Like, do you, right? And that don't try to get you to conform or be a version of you that they feel more comfortable with. So let's stop being versions of people that other people will feel comfortable with, whether it's like your humor or your wit or your sarcasm, whatever. There's a foot for every shoe. And if I'm not vibing you, I'm probably okay. That's all good. We cannot vibe each other and not be in each other's life circle. And that doesn't mean you have to be bad and I have to be bad or something's wrong with you or something's wrong with me. We just don't vibe. I realize I'm probably rambling, but I'm feeling this these days. I'm really feeling that, you know, the second half of the year, I'm going into this really cool ass time of being 40 in December. So some major shit going on for me, but doing it my way and doing it a way that feels right and feels good. So I like the whole my body, my decisions, you know, your judgment, your insecurities, because it just reminds me that, like, no matter what I'm comparing or what I'm seeing on the out there, essentially, if I'm making decisions for my body or my life and for my own reason, my own intentions, if I can be clear about that, then it's all good. If someone judges that, which people always do, trust me, I see people all day, every day, and we're all judging ourselves and judging each other, and we all live through it. So judgment won't kill us. Disappointment won't kill us. Lack of acceptance hopefully won't kill us, because there's so much more love out there if we just shift perspective. So that's the good message for today. Do you, as long as you're good with your decisions, fuck what everybody else thinks, because in the end, that's on them. Hopefully they're living a life that they're happy with and they can stop focusing on what's going on out there in your life and focus on their own life, because, right? Like, I'm not focused on everyone else's life because I have a pretty good life. I'm focused on doing me and having the best summer and riding into 40 like what? So I plan to be a little more regular, and, you know, the gritty thing, you know, this Gritty Genius podcast, the gritty thing is living a life on your own terms, because that's hard sometimes in this society where there's so many messages on who you should be and what you should do to be accepted or what the idea of success is. And the genius part of it is, if you get to that place, like I feel like I'm shifting into, it's fucking liberating. There's a genius in saying, I'm okay being different. Everybody's not gonna like my life. They don't need to. My family's good. My family's healthy. The ones I love are being taken care of, or I support them, and it's all good. And it's really that simple. So I will talk to you next time. Peace out.